only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro!
And starting.
Yeah, I can't be really relaxed, you sleep.
Starting right up for your Plan B morning show.
Shut up. Shut up. She might wake up.
Oh, God. Yeah, she wakes up. I'm surprised that megaphone has not ended up in the trash yet.
I'm surprised the batteries are still in the damn thing.
You've been using it so much?
Yeah, well, I was using it yesterday at 90s at noon. Anytime I get an opportunity now and that thing's next to me, it's happening.
It's fair. Have you called upstairs yet for her to make you breakfast or bring you something? I'm excited for that day. I'm excited for that day because...
What? You know what might happen today, Brock? She'll be up here in a little bit.
That'll be the day that you die. That's the day you die, Hunter. That's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah, you might not get me in the 9 o'clock hour today. It might be too busy getting murdered. Wow. You know?
Fingers crossed, folks. We're going to see what happens. All right. Anyway, we got to keep her moving. It is time for your rock news and rock history. Let's do it.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
I got a couple things here. I was trying to stack up because we still got a few more.
It must be nice to have so much rock news to choose from.
It's wonderful. Well, Queen's Brian May and Roger Taylor will help ring in the new year in Japan with an appearance on the country's biggest TV show. They will join Sarah Brightman and ex-Japan's Yoshiki on Endless Rain, which Yoshiki wrote. Why did I pick this? I shouldn't have picked. I should have pre-read this one. There's a lot of things in here.
A bunch of Japanese names.
It's an annual music program in Japan for the past 70 years. Taylor is no stranger to Yoshiki, having co-written the song Foreign Sand with him in 1994. And for those online on New Year's Eve, Mick Fleetwood will make an appearance on TikTok's live stream party as well. So I think it's interesting, though, that like out of all the things... You know, so this one show in Japan ringing in the new year. And I
didn't know they meant to be on a game show. Kwafusurki Niku?
And then Mick Fleetwood being on TikTok's live stream party. Obviously, that does make sense with Fleetwood Mac's Dreams being a huge hit with the guy. You remember how that all started? The guy on the longboard drinking the ocean spray, and he was lip-syncing Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I guess that does make sense. Just kind of interesting that 2020 brought us this.
What was the first skateboard video? Because there's so many damn ones, you know, was it the pumpkin guy?
No. The first one was the guy in California who, he was just, he's drinking the ocean spray and... Showed him all. He's like along the highway, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first one.
I think the pumpkin one was the first one I saw then. Huh.
Yeah, it literally exploded for no reason. I don't know why. It just exploded, and then literally everyone did their own version of it. Everyone.
Kind of like the Twisted Tea video that just came out. Like, you see that damn video everywhere.
I don't know what's going on with Twisted Tea. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what's happening with it. I just see
it. Do you know what's going on?
No, I don't.
Did you see the video?
No. I'm telling you, I don't know what happened with it.
It's a video. It's two guys at a gas station, and one guy's like talking trash at the counter, and the other guy takes his Twisted Tea and literally just annihilates this guy. Takes him off his feet, slaps him with his can, dude. Boom! It explodes.
What?
Yeah, it's a pretty good video, actually. You'd appreciate it.
I'm gonna have to.
That's why it's everywhere. That's why Twisted Tea's everywhere.
I've seen it all over Reddit. I'm like, what the hell is going on with Twisted Tea? Anyway,
sorry to divert you from your rock news, but...
All right, the story wasn't that good. There was a lot of words I couldn't pronounce in there, so... There you go, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history...
On this day in rock history, December 30th, 1947, the great Jeff Lynne, obviously a co-founding member of Electric Light Orchestra and in the Traveling Wilburys, was born in Birmingham, England. Very talented guy.
A lot of talented guys born from England.
And I'm pretty sure he's had a perm fro since like 1945. It's insane. It's insane.
Perma fro.
Perma perm. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.